Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Texas could ban the abortion pill.
What they're saying is that the FDA didn't go through the proper procedures.
The search is on for a downed drone.
It probably broke up. There's probably not a lot to recover.
More legal trouble for former President Trump.
I'm relieved that my role is now over.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Access to the abortion pill is now up to a judge in Texas.
After more than 4 hours of arguments, Judge Matthew Kaczmarek said he'll have a decision as soon as possible. Anti-abortion groups argued the FDA should not have approved the drug 20 years ago. Texas Right to Life's John Segoe.
It is not being accurately reported by the FDA on the complications and the risk it does pose to the public.
Planned Parenthood Texas senior advisor and former state senator Wendy Davis expects the Trump-appointed judge to rule against the abortion drug.
No, I think we can expect the worst, and I think we need to be prepared for that.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Drug maker Novo Nordisk plans to cut insulin prices up to 75% starting next year. President Biden says this makes it more affordable for millions.
Look, it's going to change the way drugs are priced, lower the cost for seniors long term.
Insulin prices have more than tripled over the last few decades. The U.S. is now working to recover remnants of a drone downed by a Russian jet over the Black Sea. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley.
It probably broke up. Probably not a lot to recover. As far as the loss of anything of sensitive intelligence, et cetera, as normal, we would take, and we did, take mitigating measures. So we are quite confident that whatever was of value is no longer of value.
The FAA held a safety summit today over near collisions at airports.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the nation can't wait for the next catastrophic event to happen to address the problems out there.
What are the root causes of the incidents that we've seen?
Acting FAA Administrator Billy Nolen ticked off close calls on runways and terminal ramp areas and unruly passenger incidents, adding,
these events are concerning.
The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board notes that just because no one has been killed doesn't mean things are safe. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands are still in the dark in the Northeast now as they dig out of several feet of snow.
Honestly, the heaviest snow I've ever seen.
It's New England, and it's still March. Winter's not over yet.
Out west, the big concerns are mudslides and rain. Here's CBS's Danya Backus.
There are still tens of thousands of Californians who are under evacuation warnings. Even when this water recedes, you then have to think about the mud that's underneath this water and the people then having to dig out.
And on Wall Street, the Dow lost 281 points. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Porn star Stormy Daniels met with prosecutors today about getting paid off by former President Trump as others testified before a grand jury in New York.
Among those testifying, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
I complied with everything, and now it's in the hands of our district attorney.
Cohen has previously said that he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 in the final weeks of the 2016 campaign to keep her from going public about her relationship with former President Trump.
Donald Trump needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
The DA is determining whether Trump illegally falsified business records when he reimbursed Cohen for the payment to Daniels. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Party's over in Miami. City leaders there are ending alcohol sales after 2 a.m. at clubs and bars on South Beach. Right now, last call's at 5, but the new rules won't go into effect until at least next month. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A federal manhunt is underway for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's former chief of staff, Roy McGrath. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us he skipped out on his wire fraud and embezzlement trial in Baltimore.
Multiple sources are telling us if and when Roy McGrath is captured by the U.S. Marshals and FBI, he almost certainly will be held in pretrial detention until this trial takes place. He clearly has shown himself to be a flight risk.
Honda's recalling 500,000 vehicles over faulty seatbelt latches. Reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The problem linked to a manufacturing issue. It involves 2017 through 20 model Accord, CRVs, Odysseys, and Insights, as well as the Acura RDX.
QB Aaron Rodgers wants to leave Green Bay.
Since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
He has been with the Packers for 18 seasons.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Move over, Labs. There is a new top dog.
For the first time in three decades, the American Kennel Club has named the French Bulldog the country's favorite breed. Last year, Frenchies became the most prevalent purebred dogs in the country, ousting Labrador Retrievers from the top spot. Owners say the push-faced, perky-eared little bulldogs are funny, friendly, and loving companions. But popularity has its perils. Lady Gaga's bullies, Koji and Gustav, were stolen in 2021, and her dog walker shot. Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles round out the AKC's top five. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
NASA unveiled new spacesuit designs today in Houston that could eventually be worn to walk on the moon again. They're said to be delivered for astronaut training there later this summer. And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. and you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker: The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.